we've got the team together with the opinion and selections. Let's get it started. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
Time to dive into the meeting at Flemington with Dean Lester, David Gately, Nicole Thomas from the Tab. We'll ask the boys if they've got a thought on the Gold Coast at the end of this hour. Firstly, good morning to you, Dean Lester.
Yeah, good morning, Warren.
Meeting at Flemington, the Standish, part of that revamped sprint series being pushed back a couple of weeks. How do you think it's affected this year's edition?
I think it's got a little bit more depth. I think that it's worked out really well, and the flow-on will be to the Australia Stakes in 2 weeks' time. So already heard, you know, trainer like Matty Raymond mention that's where Giraffe will go after today. So you get that flow-on effect. So I think it's worked really well, and I think good to see the three clubs sort of cooperating.
Busy afternoon for you, Gator, as I welcome you into the program. What's the focus of your attention, or do you have to almost equally split your attention across a number of venues today?
Yeah, well, I think that the latter. Obviously, there's tremendous interest in what's happening on the Gold Coast, what a race meeting that has become. But I don't mind the little revamp as well around Flemington. Rose is pretty much all benchmark racing, and they caught more rain than what they thought, but we'll get to that meeting in the next hour and hopefully some winners there too.
Nicole Thomas from the Tab joins us, and plenty of activity, no doubt, right around the country. Nicole, what have been some of the best-backed runners around the country this morning so far?
Yeah, good morning to you, and there's been plenty, as you said. Decent rain in race two, that's been a decent go. Under My Spell, that's been popular since we opened the market, that's race three. And It's Our Time in race seven as well, it's been backed. And I've noticed very good money come for Morrissey in race five. It was a roughie, it's into $9 now, so that's probably the best of the roughies early. So four decent moves and plenty of others to discuss as well.
What are we looking at in terms of Coolangatta at the price this morning?
Oh, yeah, I'll click back to that race. I was just checking that race out before, making sure it is just on the drift still, and it is out to 210 now. So it started in this final field market at $1.80. So punters didn't want to take that. It's getting out to a nice price, I think, at $2.10 and what we've seen so far. So a very interesting race. But Russian Conquest, second favourite at $6.50. And there's some support for Miss Hellfire outside of the favourite. That's number 12. It has gone 11 into 9 overall. A very interesting two-year-old classic there.
We kick off the meeting at Flemington with the two-year-olds. A number of them are unraced. It's clear of scratchings, Nicole. What's the market lead in the first at Flemington?
Yeah, English Riviera is the favourite, number 7. It's been very solid, the 260 quote. Reached 290 at one point, back into 260. Maximilius, number 5, it's a 320 chance, has come in from $3.50. So some good support there for the second favourite. Number 6, Waterworld, a $4.80 chance, has been solid. Number 1, Jamara, on the drift from $5 all the way out to $8.50 now. The best roughie in the race, Lofty Strike, number 4, was $18 now into $12. Exonumia, number 3, is a $16 chance, has drifted from 11. And Edwin, the only other runner in the race, number 2, is $41. So good money for the second favourite, Maximilius, and also Lofty Strike as well.
Two of the 7 have been to the races, Dean. The other 5 are on debut. What have you made of what you've seen of the unraced?
Well, I think they're a smart bunch and really looking forward to this, Warren. But if I was trying to have a guess, I'd say Waterworld, with the intent that, you know, the Moody stable have with their horses, I think will be prominent. Maximilius, certainly English Riviera. Exonomia has shown a degree of speed. And, you know, to be fair, all 7 have shown a degree of talent. So it's a very, very interesting start to the program.
How do you end up lining them up?
Oh, I'm going to back one in, and that's English Riviera. I think what we've seen of her, Mortlake, she wasn't asked to do a lot, but still wanted to find the line, and then they opened her up a little bit at Terang. I think Beren Vorster came over and trialled her for the McAvoy Yard and really let her rip the last 200 metres, and loved the strength she showed, the speed she showed, and I'm going to go with her on debut. But it's a good race, I think, for the first starters. Maximilius has been very well educated, typical Price Kent Jr. horse. Been blinkered up for both jump outs, so it's ready to go. Number 6, Waterworld, another typical Peter Moody trained galloper with, you know, good race, you know, good manners out of the gates. Wants to put itself in the, you know, trials that it's shown so far, and it's responded to a bit of riding. And I was surprised Edwin's the complete outsider of the field. He nearly fell at the start on debut. Didn't run that badly, and resumes here off the back of a reasonable jump out. So look for him to be closing off okay. So I think it's a fascinating race and might really shape the markets to the future 2-year-old races in coming weeks. 7, 5, 6 and 2.
Gator, how did you end up lining them up in the first?
Yeah, same one on top, English Riviera. I liked the way she just exploded when she was asked to. I mean, you've got to be able to quicken, don't you, in races to put races away. And that was only a trial, but the time was good. Look, you're entitled to run time as well. I guess if you're being asked for an effort, certainly were gaps behind, huge gaps in that jump out. Jamara was too wet on debut. Onto dry ground at Bendigo. Overcame some hold-ups there to win well. Covered ground, Caulfield still clear second best behind a pretty impressive debutant who had been a jump-out star prior to that. So Jamara with the race experience and made it the danger. Exonuma's shown good ability in the trials. If you're a fan of form off trials and jump-outs, I'm not. But Poema was in that race and ran okay last week. And both Waterworld and Macdamillis have shown up as well. Waterworld, the one of the worst movies you'll see, but it was a handy jump out. 7-1-3-6.
7-1-3-6 from Gator. 7-5-6-2 from Dino. Gator, just in the background there, have you added another sound effect or two to your repertoire? Did I hear maybe a little dog yapping in the background there?
Yeah, so we've added dog and bus today. So, we'll see what else we can come up with. Maybe a tractor or some lawn mowing. So, there we go.
On with number 7, English Riviera, also in the first. A race we're going to learn a lot. She's been impressive. The jump outs, obviously, race day is different, but she does look to have talent. So does number 6, Waterworld. Number 5, Maximilius, who's blinkered up. And I thought 1, Jamara, who certainly appreciates dry ground compared to what we saw on debut in those two subsequent runs. Plenty to learn in the first. My numbers are 7, 6, 5, and 1. Race 2's over 1,400 metres. We take out 2 Squid Game and 7 Victory Bay, along with number 9, I Am War. And I'm assuming, Nicole, that that's had a significant impact on the market, those scratchings.
It has indeed. There's a 30-cent early deduction on the opening win prices for that. Decent Rain, number 1, is the favourite, but it's still been back, taking into account deductions. $3 into $2.60, we still bet. Number 4, Attractable, it's on the drift, 280 out to the 310 quote. Philadelphia Storm, number 3, is a $6 chance, reasonably solid in this market. Capo Strada, number 5, there's been some recent support for it today, 10 into $7.50. Gawa, again, number 6, has been back today, $11 into $9.50. Burrito Marrero, number 8, is a $10 chance. So money for a few runners there, but best backed is Decent Rain, the favourite.
Gator, with this race changing with Squid Game and then this morning with Victory Bay coming out, that have much of an impact on the way you assess the race?
Not really. I've got sort of the same top four order that I had. Obviously, Victory Bay, just take perhaps a little bit of tempo kicking up from the inside, might change the map a bit. And then Iron War was another on-speed runner. So I guess speed-wise, yeah, it certainly probably had an impact. Maybe it's left to Capo Estrada to lead them with Perito Marino. But obviously, a few of these can race right-handy as well, so... will be interesting. It's a decent race, isn't it? And I think typically these Saturday benchmark 70s with the big prize money, I think they're better than the ratings band. I'm going to tip Attractable, but I had trouble with the race. Only dry tracks this prep. The only two times he's seen them, he walked in a maiden. It was a really soft win. Then the hillside run was terrific, running good time. I'm leaning his way in a race, yeah, full of promising thrills. Philadelphia Storm, look, he jumped 1,100 to 1,400 here. He had a sweet run, sure, but it's not his fault. He ran good time off a fast speed. He looked pretty new to it all as well, so wouldn't be surprised if he won again. I think Gawa's the wrong price out of those three. I think if it runs gun barrel straight, really tests Squid Game at Flemington, and he was only first up. And Decent Rain, good thing licked last time. She's a must as well. Look, fourth pick, but not much between any of these four for me. I went 4-3-6-1.
Gator sees it as not a big field, Dino, but a very competitive race. How do you see it?
Yeah, I think having an early quarter, you'd just concede, Warren, and take the 6 runners because they've all got a degree of talent. They're all in reasonable form. It'll come down to luck in running. I could actually see Gawa, you know, second outsider of the field, just sitting off them and having one run down the centre at them and running really well, but without any great confidence at all. I thought his first up run was terrific. Philadelphia Storm, he's a really progressive horse. He overcame difficulties at Wangaratta. He won well at Flemington. He can measure up again. Attractable, nothing wrong with his form. Like the way he stretched out over the final stages last start in Decent Rains, a long way into a prep, but she's showing no signs of slowing up. Should have won last start. So they're the top four, but That leaves Cap Estrada, who did a good job to win last start, and Perito Moreno showing promise as a likely race horse off a maiden. So it's a good little race, but I'm going with Umgawa 6-3, 4-1.
Ed, Dean Lester's numbers, David Gately's with 4-3, 6-1. And I agree with the boys that you could mount a case for all of these, and you couldn't think that Decent Rain's improving at this stage of the preparation, but she probably doesn't need to be a winning hope, and she was unlucky last start. The Mara and Eustace team have got a great way of extending out horses' preparations and having them run to that high level consistently. So slight leaning to one, Decent Rain. Love what I've seen from number four, Attractable. He just seems to travel nicely, as Gator outlined, very slow tempo first up this preparation, but then quicker nicely, and just dominated that race and kept getting stronger last start. So he looks progressive, as does 3 Philadelphia Storm, coming through a high pressure race last start. And I've put 6 Umgawa in as next best, who was good first up behind Squid Game and should be fitter with that run. Capo Strada through that same form line has a chance. And as Dino said, Perito Moreno's got to have claims, overcame difficulties to win last start. Competitive race 2. My numbers are 1, 4, 3, and 6. Race 3's over the 1,700 metres, the California Memory Living Legends Plate. We take out number 5. What's the market telling us here, Nicole?
Number 7, Somerset Morgan, the favourite here at $2.80, and only a 9-cent deduction, has been pretty solid at that mark. Under My Spell's been well back, the second favourite here, number 8, $5.50 into $4. Then Pancho as well, good support, particularly today for number 2, $7.50 into $4.80 now. Number 1, Dark Dream is on the drift, $4 out to $6.50. Number 9, Secretly Awesome, has been specced as well, $12 into $8. Odeon number 4, $17, has come in from $21, with Mask of Time number 3, $34. Number 6, Northwest Passage there at $41. So there's only 8 runners, but good support for plenty of them. So Under My Spell, well backed, Pancho, Secretly Awesome, and also the Ruffy Odeon.
How do you think they might run this along, Dino?
I'm thinking that Secretly Awesome will use the inside draw and a lightweight to probably lead. Maybe Odeon getting up in trip might race a bit closer, and then any of the likes of Somerset Morn, Dark Dream, Under My Spell, and might be just behind them. But I would think that the bottom one would take his chances with a lightweight and lead.
What are your thoughts here?
I like Under My Spell. I think she is out of the handicaps, but this is a mare that Nigel Blackerson's racing in foal. I think she's got to finish racing by the 1st of March, so not much point protecting her rating at this stage of her life. So she's just a mare that's going really well, and with a big weight drop and the way she's wanting to attack the line, a few of these don't have that sort of on their current resumes. I think she's a really good chance of winning number 8 Under My Spell. I like her. I think Pancho, I expected probably a little bit more of him first up, but because he trialled well, but he's just probably better on race day at the longer trip. So he gets the 1,700 second up in a suitable race. He should improve. Somerset Morm's close to a win. He was unlucky last start. He's racing well. And Dark Dream on the back up from last Saturday, back in trip, but going okay and next best. But I think Under My Spell just hits this race in the right sort of form, down in the weights and ready to win. 8-2, 7-1.
8-2, 7-1 from Dino. Amir on the up, down in the weights for him. Gator, how are you seeing race 3?
Yeah, same boat, Under My Spell. She's just come back in super order. It was a big return win. She was the best closer at Caulfield in a race where first, third and fourth all raced handy. Gets to 1,700, up to a benchmark 100. I think Somerset Morn is a clear danger. I think it was a good thing beaten last time, and just held up for probably a shade or two too long. Dark Dream found the winner simply too strong last week. Just don't know about the backup. I can't really find a precedent for it. He generally has his run space, doesn't he? So 7-day turnaround back in trip with weight has to be a query, but, I mean, he's probably the best horse in it. And Pancho, he stuck to his task, fresh. It was a really fast race here, won by Lighthouse. He's won twice, second up, and he hasn't been in benchmark grade for quite a long time. So I went 8-7-1-2.
All working around the same numbers here. Dino's with 8-2-7-1. Gator's with 8-7-1-2. Just with the run in stronger company last start and getting some weight relief on with number 7, Somerset Morm. Doesn't get the same weight relief as Under My Spell, who does jump more in grade for that weight relief, but she's going well, looks the main danger to my eye. Number 1, Dark Dream, he's backing up, but he's going well, and Pancho getting fitter. The rise in distance suits 7, 8, 1 and 2 for me in race 3. Time for a break. on the Saturday panel, RSN 927, looking at the Standish meeting at Flemington. Back with more after this.
Opinion and selections for today's Melbourne racing. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
Working our way through the Standish meeting at Flemington. The Standish moved from its traditional slot on New Year's Day back a couple of weeks. And as Dean Lester outlined, not necessarily maintaining horses going into it, but also horses coming into it leading to a path out, perhaps to the Australia Stakes. So some encouraging signs from that relocation. We're with Dean Lester, David Gately, Nicole Thomas from the TAB. We're up to race four, which is over a distance of 2,000 metres. It's clear of scratchings with a field of 14 to face the starter and 8 last start winners amongst them. So it's a different form lines merging here. Can we get a lead from the market, Nicole?
If you've been backed here, number one, Can't Go Wrong is not one of them. 420 out to 460 for the favourite. Elzami, number five, it's been specced $8 into $5.50. Number four, Dunkerry, has also been $6.50 into $5.50. Number two, Fighting Arrow, $8 into $7. 11, Bring the Stars is a $10 chance, drifting slightly. 7, Emergings also drifted out to $10. Number 12, Race Against Time is 7 out to 11. Number 9, The Cunning Fox is a $17 chance. 6, Think Bold is 26 into 21. Number 3, Ashby Boy, 31. And Tukey 12, number 10, is a $41 chance. And the bottom three, pretty rough there at $61 or better. But there's this little specking for four runners here, but best backed of them is the second favourite, Elzami.
Gator, how did you go lining up this raft of last start winners coming together?
Very funny from you, Ted. I don't really have much idea, but look, we'll have a crack at it. We need it for the early quaddie anyway. Speed looks okay without raving. Ashy Boy, Dunkerry perhaps, but again, a number of them can be right there, and a few of them get to sort of 2,000 metre range. So it's a tricky sort of map, I think. Maybe Can't Go Wrong. As you've referenced, they're one of 8 last winners. He's unbeaten. He beat a handy one in Sione last time. Back in third was Siori, who does boast a win over I'm Lethal. He's one of the favourites for the Magic Millions up north. He's a really impressive son of I'm Invincible, that horse. So I've gravitated that way despite the 60. Dunkerry jumped to 1,700 at starting out of 2. He raced away. Look, Stony Creek to Flemington isn't the logical progression, but what he has done is run really quick time doing it. Elzami had far from an ideal run at Newcastle day, but it was still too good. Interestingly, beat Russian Ruble, who was about 2.5 lengths of Iron Lethal one day. So you can sort of half-try that form in if you look deep enough. Fighting Arrow, Emerging. I just wanted to see more on the clock there. Race Against Time. I could go on if you like, but I'll just go 1, 4, 5 and 2.
1, 4, 5 and 2 from Gator. How did you go about this race, Dean?
I'm going with Elzami. I thought it was a really good win at Newcastle. And I've got to remember back to this time last year, the Mays stable were bringing a horse through sort of those sort of races called Explosive Jack. And I think Elzami was quite a good win. I think he's been back to the jump out since and just had a little tick over bowl around. And I think 2,000 metres will suit. He'll need a good ride from the draw, but I'm happy to go with him to beat. Number 9, the Cunning Fox, I thought ran well on debut. And then roared away late to win last start. I thought it was a really encouraging win at Benalla. Probably not what he beat, but the manner in which he did it, and home very quick late in the race. So I think out to the longer trip with a lightweight, getting a bit of a weight advantage here, we'll see him measure up. Race Against Time was just building into the race at Moonee Valley and had to stop. And for a horse that's probably quite dour, he lost all of his momentum and just couldn't really get going again. But I think onto the bigger track out to 2,000 metres and drawn away from the rail a bit, you'll get a chance to maybe build that momentum today. And one, Can't Go Wrong. He's a really good style of horse. He's out to 2,000 metres here. He's 2 from 2. He's going to get a great run and he's right in the mix again. But it's an interesting race because they're progressive stayers. You don't know where they might end up. We saw, I think, Lakiro won this race last year and went on to win a, you know, Galilee Series final, so we could see something come out of this on their way through. 5, 9, 12 and 1.
5, 9, 12 and run from Dino. 1, 4, 5 and 2 from David Gately. The rider we were looking for this morning for number 4, Dunkerry, is Jordan Childs. If you don't have that, Jordan Childs picking up the ride on Dunkerry. Very competitive race, as the market suggests, and the different form lines merging. But Fighting Arrow was good winning last start, albeit not necessarily dominant on the clock, but I think he's a horse with a bright future. just didn't have a lot of luck two starts ago behind a promising filly in Burning Power from the Patrick Payne stable. Slight leaning to two ahead of four, Dunkerry, who'll be on speed and give a kick. One can't go wrong. He's done nothing wrong in his starts to date. And five, El Zamia, as Dino said, was strong through the line, winning at Newcastle last start. A lot of different form lines merging. Even race. Race four, my numbers are 2, 4, 1 and 5. Race 5's over the 1,400 metres. Take out number 7, Fundraiser. Great insight from JD Hayes. Almost a free tip there. Didn't want to take on number 4, not to be missed here. What does the market tell us in this race, race 5, Nicole?
We do have an early deduction here, 16 cents, and after that, not to be missed, a favourite number 4 has been reasonably solid in this market. Slight shorten from $2.50 to $2.40. Number 2, Blaze Jowski, has gone from $5.50 into $4.60. Number 9, Here to Shock, is a $6 chance. Just Decanter, number 1, $7, and has come in slightly, but only solid after deductions. Number 3, Morrissey, has been a big go. This has gone from $17 into $9. And then we've got Scarlet Tufty, that's number 8. It's into 10 from 13 as well. Heavenly Emperor, a $41 chance, and number 5, Dadoo's Dart, also at that $41 quote. So money for a few runners here, including Blaze Jowski, Scarlet Tuffy, a tiny bit of specking, a tiny bit of money for the favourite, but Morrissey has been a big shorten.
Big shortener for Morrissey here. Dino, how do you see the race shaping up?
They'd probably be on the speed map, I think, Warren. He looks the likely leader with the blinkers back on, getting to his right sort of trip now with a couple of runs under his belt. Morrissey, wouldn't be surprised if Here to Shock took his chances from out wide. Heavenly Emperor and Blaze Jowski, I think, will both use their inside two gates to advantage. So I think it'll be an even speed, but Morrissey, if he's ridden to his pattern when he gets to 1,400 with the blinkers on, probably finds the front.
Where'd you land here?
I might be going a bit wide here, and it's a bit of a theme for me for the day. I think if I find one or two winners, we'll probably have a winning day. And I'm a little bit interested in Scarlet Tufty here, number 8, resuming for the Mar Eustace stable. Had two runs with the big weights last time in, probably an import that was acclimatising as much as anything. And he finished right beside his stable mate, Floating Artist, at Caulfield, and then he ran behind Floating Artist. And obviously he didn't train on like Floating Artist did, who ultimately ran fourth in a Melbourne Cup. But he resumes here. And whilst he's got form up to 2,400 metres, he is a 1,400 metre winner. And just right down in the weights, I think his two recent jump outs have been a lot better than they were going into the spring campaign, and just interests me a little bit around the $10 mark. Just a canter just seems really well placed. He's 3.5 over the limit for a horse that won the stakes race on Underwood Stakes Day over 1,300 metres, and then he won on Derby Day at group level. He just looks very well suited. He had a typical Patrick Payne quiet trial recently at Burrumbeat, I think it was. He can run well, not to be missed. Just came out a touch early last start for him. I think if he can get that cover and have that one last run at them, that's when he's at his best. And Blaze Jowski's a constant in these races, running well, and with the claim has got some hope. But yeah, I'm playing around with a couple at a bit of value in numbers 8 and 1 here, Warren. 8, 1, 4 and 2.
Currently $10 and $2.40 for Dino's top selection there. Numbers 8, 1, 4 and 2. Gator, how are you playing this race?
Yeah, look, I'm pretty keen on Not To Be Missed. It was obviously a terrific finale to beat It's Our Time with a gap back to third. And then went to 1,400 in that really fast lighthouse race. You know, rated through the roof. And, you know, if he's not wide, arguably goes close to winning it. So, surprised he went up the odds he did, but obviously Fundraiser coming out has had an impact there as well. He was better than Blaze Jowski and co, so he's probably got them covered again, all things being equal. Just a canter off an 8-week freshen, Group 2 winner here, chased Age of Chivalry and Crosshaven. Now those two ran 4th and 5th to Lighthouse in the Manifold, so it's easy to tie that form into, Not To Be Missed. There's Blaze Jowski and Morrissey, not surprised there's been a nibble there either. Looks desperate for 1,400, positive ride. Perhaps the best roughie there. 4-1-2-3 for me.
4-1-2-3 from Gator. 8-1-4-2, a bit of value from Dean. And you can put in a carbon copy for Gator from me. I thought terrific last start, covering a bit of ground, was not to be missed. The grey after that win at Flemington, beating It's Our Time, who goes around one of the favoured runners in the Standish. Looks well placed to me. 4 ahead of 1 Just a Canter with that freshen up and the jump out at Burrumbeat. 2 Blaze Jowski, just constant in these sort of races. And Morrissey getting fitter, blinkers going on. And Dean Lester outline, maybe from a speed map point of view too, now just might be able to control the tempo here. 4, 1, 2 and 3 from me in race 5. Race 6 at Flemington this afternoon's over 1,400 metres. Important scratching of number 1, Over the Sky. Number 2, Eluding. The bottom two emergencies, numbers 19 and 20 come out. Nicole, how's the market look?
In number 4, Nikolai Vito. It's the favourite, $9 into $5, and it's been well backed. Divine Diosa, number 13, is a 7.50 chance, drifting out from 6. Number 17, Zach DeBoss, met with really good recent support this morning, $13 into the $8 quote. Number 10, Adandaman, has also been specced. It's been $12 into $8. Also, as Field of Roses, number 8, it's also been popular, $14 into $10. 18, Worthily, a $12 chance. 12, Celestial Soul, $12 as well, has drifted out from 9. Number 5, Top Choice, out to 13. Al Medina, number 15, is solid at $13. Fiery Red, number 9, 17. And the bottom one's $19 or better there. So it's a good betting race here, but money for plenty of runners. Nicolo Vito, the favourite, number 4. Zach DeBoss, number 17. Ten Adandaman, and also Field of Roses.
We're looking at race 6 at Flemington. Just an SMS, just wanting to recap a couple of Dean's selections. So I'll go back to race 4. Dean numbers, correct me if I'm wrong, Dino, were 5, 9, 12 and 1. And in race 5, Dean's Leicester's numbers were 8, 1, 4 and 2. Have I got those numbers right, Dino? Can you confirm account keeping?
Yep, well done.
Yeah, Dino's numbers for races 4 and 5 were at race 6. David Gately, a big field here, even with the scratchings. What did you settle on here?
Yeah, look, it is. I tipped Nicolo Vito, went up at a nice price. Obviously, Over the Sky coming out to an impact there as well, but Chase Savannah Cloud, who's obviously then run a good second of Gentleman Roy in really fast time, then turned him over at Caulfield midweek. So the form's really strong, as you'd expect, such a fast race. And then went to Hillside, nice win with weight. You can tie in his Sig Positano form in the Exolita race at Caulfield, but a few key rivals come through as well. Divine Diosa has jumped out okay, certainly without raving, fresh form. Love her form around Foxy Frieda, and I'm thunderstruck for this grade. Another reason I think they'll go forward from the draw. And Field of Roses, top return win from the back. She's one second up and has three-year-old form around Rye and Rose, which is likeable again for the grade. So don't think it ends there. 4, 13, 6 and 8.
4, 13, 6 and 8 from Gator. Dino, how are you kicking off the quaddie?
I'm going with Field of Roses here, Warren. As Gator just mentioned, it was a really good return to racing, and he did a good job there beating Unfair Dismissal, who's run well since. Pell D'Oro ran third, who won on Wednesday, and been back to the jump outs at Pakenham. I thought went through his gears really nicely there just to tick him over. So he's ready to go again, being kept on the fresh side and waiting for a race like this to beat 12 Celestial Soul, who resumes as a gelding. He's always shown talent and he's effective fresh. He's shown really good intent at the jump outs in recent weeks. He's been up on the speed and running along at a good tempo and really wanting to do it. So we might actually see the best of him this time in. And I think he is a bit of a talent. 10, a dandy man, is going to get a great run from the draw. Since he's been ridden positively, his form's really got a lot more consistent. And 13, Divine Diosa. She probably would have preferred a bit of rain about, but she's trialled up well. She's had three jump outs in preparation for her return, and of course she's got that I'm Thunderstruck form line from last time in. So in our benchmark 70, she's well graded first up. But I'm with Field of Roses, 8, 12, 10 and 13.
Some varying opinions in a wide first leg of the quaddie. Dean Lester, 8, 12, 10 and 13. David Gately with 4, 13, 6 and 8. Love what I've seen from the gelded Celestial Soul at the jump outs. I think he's there to run well first up, and he is a previous first up winner. 12 ahead of 8, Field of Roses, who won well first up, will strip fitter. 13, Divine Diosa, I think she's been trialling up nicely. She can watch it all unfold from that draw. She's got a good turn of foot late. And number 17, Zach DeBoss, an emergency that gains a start, will be fitter for a couple of runs back. Wide first leg of the quaddie for me, numbers 12, 8, 13 and 17. It's 23-9 on RSN 927. Time for a break. Back with the last three quaddie legs, the boys' best bets. And I'll look at the Magic Millions on the Gold Coast after this.
Opinion and selections for today's Melbourne racing. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
Last three legs of the quaddy in race 7 is the feature at Flemington today. The Standish Handicap over 1,200 metres, a Group 3 race. It's clear of scratchings. What's the market doing in the Standish, Nicole?
Hey, good money for the favourite. It's our time here, number 10, $5.50 into $4.40. Also a tiny bit of specking for number 1, The Astrologist, $6 into $5. Turath, number 3, out to $5. Baleva, number 5, is a $6 chance in from $7. Number 2, El Borson, is out to $7. 9, Outlaw's Revenge, out to $10. There's good support for Munitions, number 8, is into $16 from an opening $21. Capriccio, number 12, is out to $26. And the bottom 3, $31, or bottom 4, $31 or better. But good money for It's Our Time. It's the best supported in the race, the favourite, but nice support for that Ruffy Munitions as well.
Standish, Dino, and as the SMS said, maybe a topic more for tomorrow than today, but some view that maybe it's lost its identity. He loved Richard from Kew, loved it as the feature on New Year's Day, and with the Magic Millions, the focus today sort of gets a little bit lost. But with this year's addition, firstly, how do you think they might run it down the straight?
I think that's probably a little bit up for grabs, typical of the straight races, but I would have thought The Astrologist, maybe Maliva at 1,200 metres. I didn't think Turath would be that far away, but you've got a group not that far away from them, and the likes of It's Our Time, probably Capriccio and Outlaw's Revenge out wider as well. So I don't think there's a clear-cut leader, but I wouldn't be surprised if they huddled more down the centre looking at the barrier draw and built from there.
How'd you settle on your selections here?
I'm just hoping that Outlaw's Revenge just gets a smoother run than he did in the Christmas Stakes. I thought he ran well there, and obviously we've got a high-class progressive winner of that race this year, and I think that form will stack up well. It was a very fast race, and I thought the first 400 metres, Dom Tourneur was just trying to get cover, and he just kept easing back, and no sooner than he got in, he had to go again, and I thought the horse ran really well. He's raced closer to the speed in Adelaide, and I thought maybe down the outside he'd just flow into the race, and I thought at each way odds he'd run very well, Outlaw's Revenge. It's Our Time can certainly win. He drops in weight on his run last week, and it was a race for the momentum horses down the outside with Scorched Earth, Evening Glory getting down the outside. He was closer to the inside. I thought he ran very well. The Astrologist, he's had two jump outs. He's going okay, but we know that his wheelhouse is the straight track and that he really appreciates just running in the straight line and on the big track. So he can run very well first up. And Turath made unbelievable progression through the winter and early spring and resumes here off the back of a soft jump out. But I thought Outlaw's Revenge, just if he gets a more fluent run than he got in the Christmas Stakes behind Marabi, that form I think will stack up well and he'll run well. 9, 10, 1 and 3.
How do you see the Standish Gator?
Look, I've lent to Turath. Obviously, she's jumped out well. She's strong wins at the end of last prep, which she knows. She can run the time and the figures to measure up here. I wish she'd do a little bit wider, but look, I'm happy with her as a narrow topic. I think Hal Borson's a really good price. He chased The Astrologist last prep. It was no match, but those tracks were wet. Back to his booming best with the win here Cup Day, and he chased Maliva at 1,000. They just probably stayed at 1,000. One run too long now, gets the top runner. I think he beats her home. Interestingly, crossed the line, or went by Tequila Time. That ties in the Outlaw's Revenge form, clearly. And, look, he's got 15 rating points on It's Our Time, and only 2 kilos more than him. So, got him second pick. The Astrologist, he just never runs poorly, irrespective of anything. He's a ripper. 59 is the query. And there's It's Our Time, Outlaw's Revenge as well. 3, 2, 1, and 10 for me.
3, 2, 1, and 10 from Gator. 9, 10, 1, and 3 from Dean Lester. I'm leaning with It's Our Time with that rate relief and on the back up, very effective down the straight. 10 for me, out of 1. The Astrologist, most effective down the straight, but as Gator said, doesn't run poorly wherever he goes, but he's earned that weight against this opposition, but maybe there's a couple of up-and-comers that he's got to concede up to 5 kilos to that could be a bit better than him, but he's a big, strong boy. He'll carry the weight, give a sight. Maliva's done a terrific job since joining the Philip Stokes stable. Number 5 and 2, Hal Vorson. He's going well. He's got to now, at this stage of his career, get back out to the 1,200 metres, but his runs at the shorter course have been terrific. On with 10 ahead of 1, 5 and 2 in the feature, the Group 3 Standish. We get to race 8, over 2,000 metres, scratching number 10 and the bottom emergency number 18. How does the market look here, Nicole?
It's very open market, this one. Number 5, Convict Sam, is 550 in from 650. So some specking, but some specking for the second and third favourites as well. 12, Mark Colt, has been 7 into 650. And Redwood Shadow has been recently supported this morning. Number 14, it's been 750 into 650. Number 6, Midas Prince, a $9 chance. 4, Brassadas, drifted out to 10. Number 11, Tycoon Beck, a $10 chance. And Laundy is a drifter, number 8, out to $14. There is some money for a couple of roughies. Sacred Lass is one of them. Number 16, $21 into 18. Running Cloud, number 13, has also been 21 into 19. And Takumi, number 9, has been 31 into 23. Nerve Not Verve, number 3, is also a $23 chance, with the rest at $26 or better. So money for the top three in the market, just a small amount, with the most recent support for Redwood Shadow and a few supported roughies in the race as well.
16 to go around in the second last gator. How did you line them up?
Yeah, the speed looks okay with Running Cloud, Comanche Boat, Tycoon Beck mainly. Another challenging race. Look, I've tipped Mark Holt. Obviously, they draw wide, but look, he goes back anyway. If it's an on-pace-ish sort of inside track, he's in a world of pain. But if they're running on or it's a level playing field, I think he can win. He had the measure of Redwood Shadow when they clashed last prep at 2000. A good strong win at the Valley, second up off a terrific first up. Went pretty handy horse, I think. Midas Prince, he had backing at odds third up. He should have won it. Clear too late. He powered through the line when the race was gone. Luke Nolan takes over fourth up. It was a blanket finish, that race, but the informed horse is in it, so I'm not knocking it. Convict Sam, wide, hillside, too good. He was the best closer in the race, dominated nearer the speed here last time. He can win. Rosada, super genuine. And there's Redwood Shadow, 12, 6, 5, 4.
12, 6, 5, and 4 from Gator. Dino, how are you playing the second last?
I'm playing it with Convict Sam. I thought he probably just had a little bit too much to do last start. Better draw this time. Josh Richards back aboard, who did win on him two starts back. And I've got a slight leaning to him, but typical of the benchmark 70. Not a lot between them. Mark Colt, I thought he won in spite of the Valley last start. I think getting onto the bigger track will suit. He's got to need a good ride from Jamie Mott from a wide draw, but he showed good promise in that late season three-year-old staying ranks last time in. So that form should equate pretty well to a benchmark 70. 6 Midas Prince, as Gator outlined, very bunch finish, but I think with clear running, he'd have been the winner. He does go up 7 kilos for that run, but drops a grade. And 16 Sacred Lass, who was too close to a fast speed last start. I think from the draw, just a cosy run, drops 3.5 kilos, could bounce back here. But, yeah, very even race. Slight leaning to Convict Sam. 5, 12, 6 and 16.
5, 12, 6, 16. It is a competitive race. Gators with 12, 6, 5 and 4. Now he does rise in the weights, but gee, I think Midas Prince has obviously settled in well into Peter Moody's training regime. He was the unlucky runner in that race last start. You know, with 6 out of 5, Convict Sam, who was the best of the closers out wide in a race dominated closer to the speed last time. Through that same race, Brassada was getting all the favours and was closer to the inside. Different challenge, but I thought ran well, tested out to 2,000 metres, and 14 Redwood Shadow chased hard to win last start, certainly including Mark Holt, number 12, in my quaddie. 6, 5, 4 and 14 for me in the second last. We get to the last. It's for the fillies and mares over 1,600 metres. We take out numbers 4, 5, 8 and 12. How's the market in the last, Nicole?
We've got two equal $6 favourites here, number 6 Mississippi and number 10 Picaroon. Out of the two of them, Picaroon has been the better backed of the two of them. Number 7 Sweet Carolina is a $6.50 chance. Number 3 Modern Millie, there's some money there, $9 into $7. Pitcher Nun, number 15, is a $7 chance. 2 Stay Gold is $7.50. The money for Star of Eden, number 11, $12 into $8.50. And Flanders Rain, number 1, this was $17, now $13. That's after deductions as well. Lady Dioro is a $19 chance, starring Roll 23 and Perennial $34. But out of this race, a few at value have been specced. Modern Millie number 3, Star of Eden number 11, and also Flanders Rain number 1.
Great work as always, Nicole. Before we let you go, if we could get some of the best back runners, particularly at Flemington, but also around the country, and any horses in particular you're personally keen on around the country this afternoon.
I've had a really good look at the Gold Coast and Rose Hill and I found some there. So Warmth in the first race at the Gold Coast has been well back. That's race 1, number 9. It's into $2.90 from $3.80. And also in the last, Miami Flyers, punters like it, race 9, number 4. It's the favourite into $2.80. And also some good ones at Rose Hill that I've noticed. Miffler, that's the race 5, number 5. 3:30 into 2:40, so that's significant. And also Blesk in race six. It's number three in race six into 3:10. And also a well-supported favourite in race seven at Rose Hill, the Bopper. That's into even money now and has been a reasonable go as well. Look, I'm heading to the Gold Coast for my best bet today. I think it's really good value. 11:11. It's in race six. It's number four. It won this race last year. Two wins from three starts at the Gold Coast track. A winning trial. And I think 7:50 looks okay. A good each-way price there for 11:11.
Terrific work this morning, as usual. Nicole, thanks for joining us and look forward to your updates right throughout the week.
Thanks very much.
Nicole Thomas there from the TAB giving us an update right around the country. Gator, how do you think the last might be run and won?
Yeah, I think we've lost our natural leader with Taxi Cod, but you've got Star of Eden starring role and to a lesser extent Stag Old Mississippi. A number of these, again, can race handy, so... We'll see how things play out. I think it's a good race for Sweet Carolina. It was a top return win. She had backing second up, but the tempo just wasn't there for her. She actually ran them well, given she also pulled up with a slow recovery rate. It was an on-pace dominated event. If she is getting to 1600, I think this went up the wrong price. I think Mississippi was will come through that hot form race, the Gentleman Roy Savannah Cloud race, fast time. I think the wide run was very costly last time in a game of inches. That's not a knock on Stay Gold, though, who won that race. 1600 looks okay for both of those. And Picaroon's off two really good wins. Latest, her first go at the mile. It was a big last 200. And slick overall time tells me she'll measure up here. 7, 6, 10, 2 home.
How are you bringing us home, Dean?
I'm going to go with Star of Eden. I thought her second up run was really good at Caulfield. She just peaked on the run maybe late, fitter for that run. Drops 4 kilos. It's got that capacity to make her own luck here, and that might be a good thing in a race that the speed doesn't look a charge early. I think she'll be in the first two or three, and I think she'll give a good sight. I think Pitchinun was quite a good win last start, was given a pretty good ride, but won well, and for that she dropped 6.5 kilos, and I think heard earlier that she'll be ridden quiet, ridden to run on, and I think that'll suit her well. 6 Mississippi, covered ground last start on a slow speed. She ran very well. I think 1600 is absolutely as far as she wants, but she's got a good chance. And Picaroon went to 1600 for the first time at Morfordville and was really impressive. Daughter of Fiorente, second go at the mile. I think she'll have to go back from the draw, but look for her to be strong late. But I just thought Star of Eden would give you a good sight up on the pace. 11, 15, 6 and 10.
Yeah, Dean Lester's numbers, 7, 6, 10 and 2 from Gator. Dropping weight for Pitchinun, just really good use of Alana Kelly's claim there. I thought she was good winning last start, hard and fit in an even race. You get smart use of the claim, good placement. 15 for me, ahead of 10. Picaroon, who won well last start, ran right through the line. 3 Modern Millies, interesting. I thought the trials in Sydney have been adequate. Kicking off at 1600 metres at Imported Mare with the Chris Wallace stable, looks to be going well. And 6 Mississippi, covered a bit of ground on a modest tempo. It stuck on pretty well last start. On 15, 10, 3 and 6. In the last, time for a break on RSN 927 at 7 to 9. Back with the boys' quaddies, best bets and a quick look at the Gold Coast after this.
Opinion and selections for today's Melbourne racing. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
Time to get the boys' best bets and quaddies for Flemington. Gator, we'll start with you. How are you attacking the Flemington program?
Our best there, mate, is in race 5, number 4, not to be missed. Quaddie-wise, let's go Niccolo Vidal, 4, Divine Dioso, Navarez, Field of Rose, it's 4, 13, 6 and 8. Standish, I'm going to go 3, 2, 1 and 10 with the 9. Third leg, I'm going to go 12, 6, 5, 4, 14. I'm going to come home with just 7, 6, 10 and 2.
Going to be looking at the Rose Hill meeting in detail after the 9 o'clock news. The meeting at the Gold Coast, first of all, if we can get your selection in the 2-year-old classic and anything else on the program you might be keen on.
Two birds with one stone here. I think Coolangatta is the best for the day. Gold Coast race 7, number 9. Next best race 9, number 4, Miami, it is. That's that place in America. Miami Slice. Value, race 6, number 7, Nudge.
Great work, Gator. Look forward to going through the Rose Hill program with you just after 9 o'clock. Look forward to you rejoining me then.
Roger.
Dino, how are you playing the Flemington card?
Warren, I think I'm hoping that the best is race 3, number 8, under my spell on a pretty tough program. Field of Roses is the best value for me. Race 6, number 8. It starts the quaddie. First leg 8, 10, 12, 13, 17. Second leg 1, 3, 9, 10. Third leg 5, 6, 12, 14, and 16. And come home on 6, 10, 11, and 15.
If that information's at your fingertips, Dino, those that weren't listening yesterday morning, the Formula Bet and the Ramaruffi, can you recall?
Yep, Emma Bussettle of Brown Hill. For Emma, we've had $40 the win, race 1, number 7, English Riviera, $40 the win, race 3, number 8, under my spell, $40 on the all-up of the pair, race 1, number 7, into race 3, number 8, and the Ramaruffi is Field of Roses, race 6, number 8.
Your thoughts on the Gold Coast meeting?
I'm with Gator. I do think that it looks the right race for I think Coolin Gather's the right horse for the right race. But I'll be taking Cornellas and Trifectas with Miss Hellfire to run in the money.
What about Leanne? Has she been able to find a multi for us today?
Yeah, she's going with a couple of first starters. So she's been digging around. Race 1, English Riviera into Perth. Race 1 for our good mate Simon Miller, El Patron. That multi comes to $10.92. So a couple of first starters, English Riviera into El Patron.
Busy afternoon ahead for you. What does that afternoon comprise, Dean?
I've got a pretty easy afternoon this afternoon doing the pre-race on RSN and, of course, post-race comments as well. So pretty easy day. Channel 7 have are exclusively Magic Millions today. So I'm a day on the bench with Channel 7.
We'll look forward to hearing you right throughout the day on RSN, Dino, and look forward to your contribution with Correct Weight tomorrow morning.
Terrific. Thank you, Warren.
Dean Lester, there I'm going with Not To Be Missed, race 5, number 4, as my best at Flemington. Quaddie first leg for me, day for the Flexi, numbers 8, 10, 12, 13 and 17. Second leg numbers 1, 3, 5, 9 and 10. Third leg of the quaddie, numbers 4, 5, 6, 12 and 14, coming home with numbers 3, 6, 10 and 15. Certainly a day for the Flexi quaddie at Flemington, where we're on a good four. Liam O'Keefe suggesting that there could be an upgrade at some stage later in the day. The rail in the 9-metre position. It's 9 o'clock on RSN 927. John Bowden with the news update now, and then following that we'll be back with David Gately looking at the Rose Hill program. Plenty more to come in that next hour, the interstate hour also. Kevin Casey will give his thoughts on some better bets on that Rose Hill program also. Bart Sinclair will take us through that big meeting on the Gold Coast Murray Magic Millions Day. Nadia Horn at Murray Bridge and Harry White will look at Camperdown Cup Day before we check in with Lockie McIntosh for the Shepherd and Harness and the Meadows with George Ferugia prior to handing over to Michael Felgate and Gareth Hall on the Gold Coast live at 10 o'clock. Plenty to come in that next hour. Time for the news with John Bowden.